Okay, this is background for Seth Baldwin, and it is December
8th.
Yes.
8th. All right.
This is one of your new very good friends, Devin Stanton. Seth, seriously though, just want to say it's been awesome getting to know you the past couple days. I'm glad God brought us both here through different paths. First, the glory or the calling on your life. I was really convinced of it when we did the picture exercise, and still convinced of it. Just like, I feel like God has given you you have a unique personality. You have a light about you, right? An excitement about you, an energy about you that I think is contagious. It really is. It's just that you can kind of create energy in a room, in an environment. And I think that's cool because it goes along with your passion verbs, what you said, of just the things that you want to do. You said, imagine like restoration, like especially on a social level, and you wanted to build something like that. Basically, I'll just keep going. So as far as like something working against you, I feel like both Gary and Anders hit on it last night of just, I feel like you have something in you, right? You have a gift, you have an idea, you have a passion, and that is amazing. And obviously because it's something good, there's going to be opposition to it, mm-hmm. right? If you didn't have anything worth giving, why would the enemy focus on you, mm-hmm. right? What would there be to fight against? And so I think it's pretty much, it's just normal that you have this opposition, this anxiety, whatever you want to call it. But it's because you have something valuable for the kingdom, something that the enemy wants to fight against. And so that being said, it's like, we kind of talked about it a little bit. It's like I just pray that you continue to grow into knowing why you rap, knowing why you create music, mm-hmm. right? It's like you were given this gift. One, you were given a gift to do it. Two, you were given these passions to create social equality, to create a cultural change, right? To start a movement, be a part of a movement. And it's like, that's why you rap. And it's like, so long as you don't lose sight of that, I think it'll be a lot easier for you to just keep throwing out music. Because then it's not about you, exactly. right? It's like that movie with the boxer. It's like, why do you feel like you have a chance now? I know what I'm fighting for. Mill, right? It's like, it's something bigger than him. And I think... you keeping it something bigger than you will definitely, I think it'll just help along the process. And God will do something amazing in it. Mm-hmm. And who knows what it'll look like. And then going into, what is God showing you right now? I feel like I see a lot of the pictures somebody pointed out. I think it was Gary, that a lot of the pictures are just alone. There's only one person in it. And it's like, what you've been through. That was another thing. It's like, the story that you have, what you've been through, almost just fits your passion perfectly. It's like, you've had hardship, you've had struggle. So therefore, you can be relevant to the people that you want to reach out to. You can say, like, hey, I've been through hard things too. And it'll allow you to meet on their level. But maybe because of that, it's like a lot of... Maybe you choose to go alone. I don't know what it is. Maybe you feel alone a lot of the times. And so I think maybe what God is trying to teach you is that... it's just that maybe... Or he knows that you are lovable. You're capable of developing intimate relationships with other men. I know you're extremely close with your wife, but it's like... Mm-hmm. Not only are you capable of developing a relationship with your wife, you're capable of developing relationships with other men. And as Gary said in his talks, like when you have something, you have this desire, you got to listen to your voice, you got to listen to others, and you got to listen to God. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe God is just trying to complete that kind of picture, right? So because you've talked about having confusion, like I don't know if this is me or God. And I think having another person to kind of mediate that mm-hmm. with you would be absolutely huge. And I just know that you're capable of doing that. Like, you're an awesome dude. You have all the traits. You're fully capable to handle a relationship, right? To develop a relationship, to love people, to be loved. So I think maybe that's something that God might be trying to teach you. But other than that, that's...
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good.
All right. So this is going, right? I don't do anything?
It's red.
Red light?
Red light. All right. This is Durs, Anders Albertson. All right, let's do this. Seth, seriously, man, I took like 5 or 6 pages of notes just on your story. You are so amazing, really. Like, it's... I've never met someone with a story like you. And that brings me to when it says, what is the glory of your life? I really think it is your story and the way you feel things. And just what you're sitting on right now is so powerful. And I could not imagine a more like authentic person to be an artist. Like you have a platform and you have no life experience that like you were qualified for this. And just the way, like he was saying, the way you process and feel, like it is so perfect, and I'm so happy for you. And if there's anything that I could specifically say right now, I just want to encourage you that you can do this and that you're going to be really good at this. Yeah, I said every time I took a note, it was just authentic. Your life is authentic. You're made for this. You feel and are aware of your thoughts and emotions. You're qualified to speak and be in this field. You're brave, and stepping out in bravery is what you've done your whole life. Only you can talk about these things, and I want to listen. Mm-hmm. And there was one thing you said, kind of in like a side note. You said like you're not sure, and I know you probably don't even feel this way, but you kind of joked about it. Healing might like make that story go away. Mm-hmm. And healing only brings truth and clarity to that. That thing's never going anywhere, but it's gonna like reform and reshape the lies that you know maybe you've agreed to. But the healing's not going to make that go away. It's actually bringing clarity and light to that. What's coming against you? Obviously, when you're sitting on something that you're sitting on right now, with the platform that you have right now, recording, I mean, no shit that you're going to get attacked with anxiety. Like, that is just, like, exactly what he said. I mean, it's the, like, basic play of the enemy. Like, you are so strong and so powerful. So he's going to send everything he's got at you. And, What is he developing in your life? Basically, it's I sum it up in bravery.
Okay, hold it. The recorder's not on.
It is.
The red light's on? Okay, just make sure it's towards your face. Perfect. I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
So what's coming against you? What's God developing in your life? I said you've walked this tumultuous life with an incredible artistic creative heart. It's been foggy and blurry, and the battle for which way to go, which in your pictures up there, there's so much like what I called forces, like good and evil, like red and blue, which path, it's all in there. And it's been blurry and foggy, but the Lord is like, even when you didn't know which one to go through up there, like he's gotten you through there, you know, and because you're here and you have a relationship with him, which is incredible. Considering all that you've been through in your life. And something that I really loved was when you were talking about the Matrix. You said there's a weightiness to his life. And you got really pumped up when you said, like, the strength he had. And then you finally unleashed all his power and, like, kicked everyone's ass. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you are that guy, you know? Like, you can do that through what you have. And you will, because you have that strength inside you. That's what I got for now. Awesome. I'll probably come back.
Awesome.
So, Seth, let me start with this. So my thought with you was, I started here. I thought, when I first met you, what did I pick up from you? You know, I think everybody admits two things. They emit either this warfare against them, you can feel it, you can sense it, and the glory of their life, two things. So my first kind of being around you was when you were sitting in front of me, and there I was sitting on the side, so I could only see the back of your head. Couldn't pick up anything. I mean, I'm not like trying to pick up something, but I just wouldn't pick it up anything. And once we got in here, and I saw your face, all of a sudden, what I picked up from you, and it was just through your countenance and through your eyes. I say I couldn't see your eyes before, but it just comes through you, is, what did I write down here? You have a knowing about you. I could just see it in your eyes. You know stuff. And it was a sense of, I am here and I'm with you. It just came through you. Like I knew you were sitting here, you were here, you're with me. You have a knowing. And I heard the knowing as you responded, these guys through the pictures, what you were seeing and how you were saying. And I thought, wow, he saw some stuff there. And then I was hit by the comment. I think you were talking about the guy called the rap preacher. Is that
E.T., the hip-hop preacher? Yeah.
Okay, hip-hop preacher. And I think this is a comment you made about him. You said you love the power in his voice and his courage. That's you. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely you. You said that, and I thought, who's he talking about? He's talking about himself. Though you wouldn't do that. I know you didn't mean it, but you have this power in your voice, and you have courage through your voice and in your eyes. So when it comes to the glory, the weightiness of your life, I can only reiterate all the stuff we talked about. It's just true of you. You know, you are comfortable with darkness, and you can see beauty in it. Your pictures just say that. And I understand from what you've gone through, you've had to learn how to find beauty in darkness. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy things being out of focus. I mean, there's pictures there you love, and they were kind of out of focus. And I thought, most people can't do that, but you can do it. You know, and that goes back to the comment you made about the Matrix. You said one of the things I loved about it was kind of the mystery in it all. You know, it's mystery. It wasn't all clear. You didn't know where it was going to go. And I thought, well, that's because you can see beauty in things being out of focus. But the rub is you want things in focus like we all do. But you can still see beauty in things being out of focus. Most people would just be repelled by pictures that aren't in focus. But you see it. And then, you know, you understand the necessity of contrast for there to be beauty. A lot of your pictures were contrast. You know, dark and light, focus and in focus and out of focus, all these kind of things. And that's just life. You can do that. The other thing we talked about is, you know, your attention to the background. A lot of times you talk about a picture and you say, what I love is, look at the background in this, you know. And sometimes the background is very much a contrast, but nonetheless, you saw the background and you knew the necessity of background. I'm sure this all plays out in your music, all the things I'm saying already, but it's just mm-hmm. you. It's part of the brilliance of your life. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping around here. So, yeah, I might go up to that in a minute. In The Matrix, I was also hit. Not only did you say you were intrigued by the mystery of it, but you said this line twice. I love the fact that everything was on the line. You said that two times, everything on the line. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you're that kind of guy, everything on the line. You know, again, you can kind of enjoy being there. We don't all live there all the time, but you're comfortable there. And this idea that he became himself, that was my words for how you're describing it. He became himself. And that's probably seeing, being comfortable with something blurry for it to take time to come into focus. You're good with that. Your rich uncle exercise, what hit me, thinking about your story where you never had, in a sense, a real home. It was always temporary, moving around. And even if you were in something for a while, there wasn't a home inside the home, right? There wasn't a home inside the house. And what strikes me is you want to make a home for artists, you know? I want a home for you where you'll live, you'll thrive, you'll be encouraged with your artistry, we'll make it happen. You'll be loved. It goes back to your words in the order that you told me you'd put them in is love, top, imagine, continue, build, write. And I thought, you want to build a place where other artists can come in and that happens for them. And that's your heart. That's just not a strategy. That's your heart, who you are. Again, one of the pictures that strike me, not only do I love the picture, but I think it's very much your picture, is the picture of the girl, just you barely see her. Darkness covers most of her face, except for kind of from the bridge of her nose down and her mouth. You know, the very expression on her face is through her lips. Mm-hmm. And the way you see that and you love that, that speaks of you, again, what you can see, that many don't see. One last thing in the glory of your life, you know, the picture of, you said, I don't know why I like it, I don't know what it's about, but it's this idea of, you know, where you said you set the stage, you know. Your rich uncle is about setting the stage for others. I think there is a stage for you, and as you do that, you're building a stage for others. Yeah. I think you're a stage builder for others while you have your own stage. Salt, you know, and you've had a lot of loss in your life, a lot. I'm kind of amazed you're the man I know you to be right now after all of that, honestly. But I just wonder how much that could play into your fear of investing. You know, even your fear of doing this. You know, you're talking about, I just couldn't get to it, didn't want to get to it, wasn't sure. You know, I just wonder how much of that might be. I don't even want to invest in this because this may not turn out well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I've lost too much. So that's going to keep you back from your music, and we're all saying don't. You've got to go after it. You've got to put everything on the line for it because it's the right thing. We're not going, you know, it might not be the right thing. We know it is. You are a writer who ends up verbalizing his writing. You know, I think part of the fear is with the picture, which I'm intrigued by, where you titled it, you know, which way? I think that's part of the assault, which way? I don't know if I'll ever know. I don't know if there's any safe way to go. So I put that under assault, but I also put that picture under development because God's going to show you which way. And I love the fact that, again, all three doors have the title, which way? And two kind of say no. And you're thinking, they don't say no to me, you know. I think God's into that. So I would say, you know, development, pursue your music. You have to do it. You know, the anxiety that you have felt occasionally may be about the lack of pursuit of it. Mm. You know, it may be the result of not pursuing it, and it's probably the reason you're not pursuing. It's both things. And that whatever that book is called, that famous guy who's written a lot of books, his whole thing is, our main thing is resistance.
Yeah.
Every artist has to push against resistance, and I think you're feeling it.
I read some of that book.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name offhand. It's really good. So anyway, we all see an awful lot in you. The vein of gold in your life is really wide and deep, and it's glittering already. So guys, any other thoughts?
Yeah, you crushed it.
Yeah, y'all just fed me, man.
Real pop.
Yeah.
That was so good.
I'm ready to just sit in the seat and just explore my